We're holding Tanna de Eliyahu, the second chapter, the fourth paragraph. And the Medrash had focused on the Pasuk, Ve'ele Divrei David Acharonim. These are King David's last words. Devarcher, another understanding of these words, Ve'ele Divrei David Acharonim, these are King David's last words, Hayu Omrim, Be'22 Shana, Shnistaka Ruach HaKodesh Midavid Melech Yisrael. There were 22 years during which Ruach HaKodesh left King David. King David was without that godly assistance, that aura, that understanding, that connection with God called Ruach HaKodesh. After he sinned, after he erred, he spent 22 years being lonely, without God being so close to him. B'chol yom v'yom, each day, haya morid dma'ot. He would let down tears, b'ochel pito be'efer, and eat his bread with ash. Shneimar, as the verse states, ki efer kalechem achalti. I ate bread like ash, meaning he ate them both together. He ate his bread with ash, which is a way of mourning. So he spent 22 years without Ruach HaKodesh, and during those 22 years, as part of the repentance process, he ate his bread with ash. Therefore, the verse stresses, Ve'eli divrei David acharonim, these are King David's last words, because he had his earlier words. He had the words he said when he had Ruach HaKodesh in the beginning of his life, and then he had the period where God left him, and then in the end he merited, after repenting, to have God return to him. And that's why he says, these are the words of the man who raised himself above the sin. That he spent a long time overcoming his downfalls. And this is a recurring theme in Judaism and when it comes to David HaMelech. That we don't expect people to be saints. Every person has to do his best. But our great leaders are people who had human qualities and people who overcame their faults. People who fell and got back up. We don't look at anyone in Judaism and say he never fell. There's no one that we say he was perfect. Part of being a perfect person is that we fall and we get back up. We don't look at a person and say we expect him to never fall. Quite the contrary. We say there are certain heights that can only be reached if a person falls. Ein divrei Torah niknim, a person cannot acquire the words of Torah unless he stumbled over them, unless he's fallen with the words of Torah. And there are certain heights that a person can only attain if he's fallen. When our son started walking, so he would start walking and fall, and walking and fall. And strangers who looked in the street would start yelling at us, "Why don't you hold on to him?" We'll always hold on to him. He'll never learn how to walk. Part of learning to walk is that you fall. That's the blessing God gave us, that children are small, they're not tall. So from their height, when they fall, it doesn't hurt as much as if a person would fall from our height. So no one's saying it's pleasant. No one's saying we wish it upon him. No one's saying we let him practice his walking where there are knives around and corners where he could get hurt. But at the end of the day, he does have to learn to walk, and part of learning to walk is to fall. And the same thing is true in the spiritual world. In order for a person to grow, he must fall. And Medrash is saying that David HaMelech is stressing in his last speech, in his last song, he's stressing these are the words of the man who fell, who spent 22 years with God distant from him. And nonetheless, Hukamal, he arose and was able to overcome the fallings that he had.